All right, Carmen joins us. Carmen, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Thanks, Marty.
Very good. All right, we've had a good show this morning. You got to talk to Sean Dunstan.
He's great.
Yeah, and I wanted you to do this. And Sean Dunstan is one of the treasures of the Giants. Mm-hmm. A tremendous baseball career. He is such a student of the game. And, Carmen, you had a chance to sit down with Sean Dunstan and chat a little ball with him.
Yeah, exactly. And like you were saying, he knows so much. And, you know, I had a great time chatting with him.
All right. Well, go ahead. Introduce your guest.
All right, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Carmen. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks for sitting down with me. And I think one of the questions that a lot of fans have is, we obviously know you're a special assistant to the Giants, but what does that mean? What does your job entail?
Well, I work in every aspect with the game, like ground balls, fly balls, just talking to the players, just helping them out, and just trying to help them, you know, guide them through just playing the game of baseball.
And have you talked to Joey Bart at all?
No, I haven't spoke to him, man. I just said congratulations. I didn't want to bother him, so probably when he come in camp next year, I'll probably be bothering him.
Are you impressed by what you've heard or seen from him lately?
I heard good stuff. A young buster, he could play, and I think we're very happy to have him.
And then, you know, obviously you're one of the best shortstops to have ever played here in San Francisco. And I think some would say the same about Brandon Crawford. Do you work often with Brandon Crawford, or do you kind of just let him do his thing?
I leave Brandon. I have nothing to do with him. He could play. He could play. When I first saw him in high school out here in the Bay Area, I knew he could play. And they asked me to help him. I said, for what? He's better than all of us. Just let him play.
I mean, one thing you didn't have to battle when you were playing shortstop, I'm guessing, is the shift, right?
No, I wasn't into the shift, but if I was playing, I probably would have had to do the shift. But I like to go get the ball and just, you know, use my range. I mean, I'm not saying these guys don't have range, but that's how the game is played now, so you have to go by what the team say.
Yeah, and talking about the shift, you know, I think there's like a big move towards these advanced metrics in baseball, mm-hmm. Looking at exit velo, looking at kind of launch angle. What do you think about that as kind of – I feel like you're an old-school baseball player.
I want hits. That's all I'm concerned about. I think mostly all the players, you want hits, but if I hit a ball that's 110 miles per hour and don't get a hit, I'm pissed. If I hit it at 95 and I get a hit, I'm happy. So I just want hits and produce. That's all.
If you had to guess what your highest exit velo was back in the day, what would you say?
I don't know. I don't even want to try. I just want hits. That's all. That's all I'm concerned about, is hits and making the plays.
And, you know, speaking of hits, I feel like hits can be hard to come by in this game sometimes. You know, the Giants have struggled a little bit certain times in the year. What is your mentality around struggling during the season? What do you tell the guys when they come to you and they say, hey, man, I'm just pressing?
Well, you got to keep going. You have to play. It's about pride and about playing the game of baseball if you love it. Just go out there and play. And I mean, some things will happen, some things won't, but you have to go out there and play. And you can't make no excuses. You got to take the good with the bad.
And I know we talked a little bit off air about mental health coaches and things like that. What's your opinion on that stuff?
The mental health coach is yourself. When you get hit, you feel good. When you don't, you don't. I mean, it's good. It works for some people. But if I had a mental health coach, it would be my father. He knows me. He knows me very well. And he just brings it back to being like when I'm growing up as a little kid, you wasn't worrying about money. You wasn't worrying about making outs or making plays. You were just playing a game of baseball. So they always tell us to keep the game simple. And, you know, some guys, you know, mental health, I don't know. But I think you are your best coach.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And you're a father as well to a baseball player. Your son, Sean Dunstan Jr., he plays baseball. And, you know, it sounds like it's hard, probably hard to be the son of a baseball player, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard on him. He's taking it hard. But I just tell him, just go out there and play. I want him to be accountable for everything you do. Because daddy played, not to me, it's going to be easy. You have to go out there and play and be accountable and just love by what you do. I love baseball. I eat, sleep baseball. If you don't eat, sleep baseball, don't play.
You're hard on him, right?
Yeah, you have to be. He's going to be a young man. My dad was hard on me, you know, because one day you're going to have a wife and children, you know, kids. I have a wife and kids, and my dad's not here, so I am the father, and I have to take care of my wife and kids, and that's my heart, and I'm glad my dad raised me that way. And it's not to the part hard. I mean, you don't want nobody to hand something to you if you didn't earn it.
Yep.
But you want to earn, man. Want to earn it, and when you earn it, you'll be very happy with yourself.
Another kind of famous father-son duo that's currently on the team is Derek Rodriguez and Pudge, obviously. Have you talked to either of them about what that's like and kind of commiserated with them about having kind of family and baseball mix?
No, I just let them play. I think it's so beautiful. He has a heart. His dad is a Hall of Famer. I'm not. So he handles himself very well. I mean, when he came up, the game didn't faze him because he's been in the dugout and he's been in the clubhouse. So he just had to just make a name for himself, and he's doing very well. I always tease him. I have a nickname for him. I call him Ivan. He gets mad. I love it. I tease him just to loosen him up. But he's been here before. He's very, very, very mature, and he fits right in with us.
Yeah, and, you know, I think Derek Rodriguez has been such a nice surprise. I just want to end on what you feel like is the nicest surprise so far this season. What have you seen and been like, wow, like that's, I really like seeing that.
We got two young stud pitchers coming up, and that's going to help us out in the future. I'm not going to put too much pressure on them, but it's nice when we got Timmy coming up, then we had Matt Cain, then we got Bum, but now I see these two, but I'm not going to put them there. I'm going to give them another year, but it's nice to have good young pitchers come up who knows how to pitch and play the game. Very respectable. They don't brag. They're not cocky. They're just nice young men, so I'm very happy for them how they carry themselves.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
Okay. Thank you.
More coming up on KNBR, the Sports Leader.